This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we continue, inshallah ta'ala, describing Ibad al-Rahman, hoping that Allah Azza wa Jal will make us all from Ibad al-Rahman. And we reached the characteristic where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا.
And the ones, when they are reminded of the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, they do not turn away from it deaf and blind. Keep in mind, we are talking about Ibad al-Rahman, the elite, the VIP, the best of the best. So one of their characteristics is that if they are reminded of the ayat of Allah, and the ayat of Allah could be the actual ayat in the Quran, or it could be the signs of Allah around us, right? So what does that mean? That means when you come to Jumu'ah and you hear the Khatib reminding us of an ayah from Kitabullah, and that reminder is going against your plans, against your desire. You already planned the night with your girlfriend, and you heard that zina is haram. You already planned the contract with riba, and you heard about the ayah of the riba. You are declaring war on Allah and His Prophet, but you already made the deal and you're going to sign it. The closing is in a few days. You heard the Imam is saying and telling us and reminding us about the importance of connecting with your, with the parents and with the cousins and with the brothers and sisters, and forgive and forget and don't hold grudges. You heard that do not hold grudges. وَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And whosoever forgive and forget, he get the reward of Allah. And you already have a problem with few people in the community. And you heard this ayat. And you were deaf and blind, because they are going against what you have planned. If, may Allah does not make us from these people that listen and do not apply. If you heard all this and you continued with your plans, then you're not from Ibad al-Rahman. Because Ibad al-Rahman, إذا ذكروا, when they are reminded, لم يخروا, they know, no. Ah, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Jazakallah khair, you remind me of this. Wallahi, the shaitan tempted me to do this, and now I came to the masjid, and Allah made me hear this, so I will stop what I planned to do. This is Ibad al-Rahman. They fell in the trap of the shaitan, but when a reminder comes to them, they immediately go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not like Ibad al-Rahman, they do not commit sins. They do, but immediately they go back to Allah and they make istighfar and they beg for forgiveness and they beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their repentance. لَمْ يَخِرُّ عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا deaf, عُمْيَانًا blind. Now if you notice, those are the two main sources of acquiring knowledge, right? Either by hearing something or by seeing, sama' and basar, right? So if the ayat in the beginning means the ayat of the Quran, it could mean both, because sometimes we read the Quran with our eyes to get the ajr. But subhanallah, many times the sama', hearing the Quran, hearing an ayah, this is the one that really shakes you. It shakes you more than reading it. And especially if you hear it from a sheikh that you love, and it penetrates your heart and starts shaking it from inside. And you, subhanAllah, how many times you read an ayah in the Quran while you're reading, especially in Ramadan, and then you say to yourself, hey, subhanAllah, where was this ayah? You know, as if it's like the first time you read it. It shook you like so much because that was the time you were reading it with the intention to change. So these ibad al-Rahman, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, second ayah,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّمَا بالعربي أداة حصر.
حصر, you know what حصر means? Exclusive. Exclusively the مؤمنين are.
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ
مين هيذكرني؟
ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ.
The minute that Allah is mentioned, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble, their hearts shake. This is innama, exclusive, only the true believer. At the end of that, as a matter of fact, the word mu'minuna haqqa is mentioned twice in the Quran. In which surah? In which surah? Anfal. Both of them in Anfal. Mu'minuna haqqa. The true believer. Who's saying this? رب المؤمنين. He said the true believers, and he gave us few characteristics. The first characteristic, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. You remember, عباد الرحمن لم يخروا عليها صم وعميانا. When they, the second characteristics, after the name of Allah is mentioned, they tremble. The second characteristics, when the ayat are recited, they will increase in iman. Just like Allah said in Surah At-Tawbah, last page.
وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أيكم زادته هذه إيمانا فأما الذين آمنوا فزادتهم إيمانا وهم يستبشرون وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون.
سبحان الله, look at the how the companions, Sahaba, deals with the ayat. The ayah is revealed. Guys, which one of you, the ayah that was revealed yesterday increased him in iman? This is the way they're talking to each other. أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. Which one? Alhamdulillah, wallahi, it came straight to my heart. I feel like, you know, this is their conversation. So the ibad al-Rahman, when they hear an ayah, it increased them in iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhwan, listen to this, and I will end with this, even though it's, Imam told me to switch with him. Today is his day, so he's going to do tomorrow, inshallah. In Surah Al-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَشِّرْ عِبَاد. Give my ibad the glad tidings. Who are these ibad, ya Allah, that deserve a bushra from Allah? Bushra from Allah. Yani, there's no better source. If a person is very influential and he says, I have a bushra for you, you feel like you cannot sleep that night. What is that bushra? I'm going to tell you tomorrow. That night, you're not going to sleep. What is it? Is it a mansion? Is it a, you know, he's very rich. He's very generous. So Allah said, وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ. Who are these عِبَادِ?
وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ وَأُولَئِكَ هم أولو الألباب.
And give the glad tidings to my ibad. Which ibad, ya Allah? The ones when they hear something, they do not only follow it. What do they follow? The best of it. The best of it. These are the ones Allah is saying, give them my glad tidings. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. When they hear something, they follow the best of it. These are, Allah continued, these are the ones whom Allah has guided. Ya Allah, make us all among them. And these are the ones who actually use their brain. They know that this is, the whole thing is temporary. It's few days, few years, and we're going. So they're investing everything they have, their time, their wealth, their health, everything في سبيل الله. They are smart. I'm investing in a place that I'm staying a very, very short period of time. Compare all the three lives we have. Let's say four lives. The first life is in the womb of our mother. The second life, we are living it right now. The third life is in the grave. And the last life, the eternal life, inshallah, in Jannah, Ya Rab. Just like we're sitting here now, Ya Allah, gather us in Jannah. Ya Allah, enter us in the Jannah, Zumara, in groups, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in this same beautiful group. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that, what am I saying? What was I saying? You know, these days, you know, 24 hours, you miss the point. Subhanallah. Ah, the short period. Ah, jazakallah khair. So, if you forget about the 9 months in the mother's womb, this is the shortest. Right? The grave, Allahu alam, could be 1,000 years, 10,000, 5 million. And then the other one is eternal. So I am investing everything I have in the shortest one. They ask one of the Salaf, why do people hate death? He said, who would like to move from a mansion to a place that is ruined? We have decorated this life and we have ruined our akhirah. We did not plan so much for the akhirah. Every time you ask, how many times we have to beg the people to donate, really? And who are they donating for? For the guy who's asking, standing here? They're not donating for the guy. The guy, subhanAllah, like I always repeat, after that organization come or whoever comes, wallahi, we should go to them and say, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I have never even thought I will get to India or to Yemen or to Nigeria or to Kenya. Thank you so much. You're giving me the opportunity to help my brothers over there. On the other hand, brother caught me yesterday, Ya Akhi, every single day fundraising. I said, Ya Akhi, taqillah, fear Allah. And on the other side, a brother came to me and said, may Allah reward you guys. Wallahi, you're giving us so many opportunities. One day wells, one day orphans, one day schools. May Allah reward you. Look at this. Everyday fundraising. Ya Habibi. Yani, wallahi, it drives you crazy. You don't want to donate, just be quiet at least. At least be quiet. You don't want to donate and you want to complain? No donation or complain also? La ilaha illallah. And the other guy is excited. And this is the way it's supposed to be. Thank you so much. I have no clue how to find an orphan. I have no clue how to dig a well. Thank you so much. Look at this. This is Ibadur Rahman. These are Ibadur Rahman. When they hear something, they follow the best of it. It does not, like they say, fall into deaf ears. That's exactly what the term is. لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانَا. They want to compete. SubhanAllah, a brother called me yesterday. May Allah reward him and bless him. I mentioned the hadith. SubhanAllah. You think that sometimes these people do not exist. I mentioned the hadith that if, let's say I gave Brother Samir $1,000. I gave him a loan, $1,000. And Brother Samir said, I will give it to you the first of the Hijjah. I will pay you back. Is that okay with you? I said, okay. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and I'm paraphrasing the hadith, every day from now till the first of the Hijjah, it will be recorded for me as if I gave $1,000 in charity. Every day. Because I helped my brother. Right? Now listen to this. On the first of the Hijjah, Samir said, Sheikh, can you please give me one more month? Things came up and I cannot pay you right now. Sure, no problem. Every day after the proposed day, it will be recorded $2,000. Double, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Double, every single day it will be recorded $2,000. So the brother called me yesterday and he said, Sheikh, there's a brother who wants to borrow from me $10,000. And he wants to make it for 3 years. And I heard your hadith. We're talking about the people who listen and apply. And I heard your hadith. Can I make it for 5 years? قلت له why? He said because I want the ajr of $10,000 a day. Who would think that we make a deal for 3 years, after 3 days, Habibi, where is the money? Where are you going, Habibi? Subhanallah, Wallahi, Ya Akhwan. These are Ibad al-Rahman. Ya Rabb, I beg you, Ya Allah, make us from Ibad al-Rahman. Ya Allah, make us from Ibad al-Rahman. Ya Allah, make our last deeds our best deeds. And our last words, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, I beg you to always unite our hearts. Ya Allah, keep the eyes of the evil people away from our masjid. Ya Allah, keep us united in this masjid. Ya Allah, keep us providing services that will protect us and protect our children and protect our future. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khair. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.